Blog Talk Radio.
Jerome! Jerome! Put on that Bobby Womack!
Nah, girl, I wanna go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
I could kick it so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little kids, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the young. By the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch. When that gets old and too cold to hack it, threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me paid. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it, like they meant to do it. But
man, what's going on, people? Here you go, back with another episode of Life We Like the Podcast. You know, this is your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. We getting our nostalgia on today, man. We going back, back in the time. Today's the first of the month. Well, not really. It's May 3rd. But we're going to act like it's the first of the month. So, of course, you know, we're going to get to a point. We got them B-Day shouts out. My bro going to kick off. Today's episode. Do you remember when? Let's go back down in time a little bit before we get anything going. Look, bro, question for you, man. We got something a little different. First off, everybody, this is going to be a lot more free-spirited than the last few weeks. We wanted to lighten it up a little bit. We know we've been hitting heavy with some real topics with loyalty and am I in a toxic relationship, church hurt. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of things. If you have not checked our archives out, follow the links on Facebook, Life Be Life and Podcast. Check them links out. We dropping them. You do not want to miss. We archive everything. But seriously, so question. Bro, how old were you when you found out that Freddie Jackson was not part of the Jackson 5? Like, was I the only one who thought that? I think it was just on me. Radio legend. What y'all think out there? When y'all was a kid growing up, like Freddie Jackson, my man had the album. He had the little tassels on it. You know what I mean? He had the curl and he sang. His last name is Jackson. I'm a youngin', common sense. Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Janet, Reedy. Bobby, Ronnie, Ricky, Mike, Eric. You know they had a billion kids, Joe and them. Did you think Freddie Jackson was part of the Jackson 5? That's all I'm saying. So, today, we're just going to do something a little different. We're going to do something different. Bro, you there? Let's go ahead and cue this up. What are you feeling about memory lane, man? Like, what do you think about when we talk about way back when and do you remember? I think we got some technical difficulties going on. I tell you what we're going to do. Just because it looks like we have a little issue, we're going to jump straight into a song. Give us a quick second. Let us get things up and running. And we're going to be right back.
Please
leave your message for...
Am I back here?
Yeah, you good, bro.
All right, y'all. Appreciate your patience. We had some technical difficulty real quick that we had to fix. All right, so.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Radio Land, just be right to click him off, man. Me and Trump got the same lawyer. My man's hit me up, was trying to ask me about this little situation, but neither here nor there. Before we had that little Back in the Day by Miss Badu, bro, have you, Freddie Jackson, man, did you ever have a point in your life when you thought he was part of the Jackson 5?
Man, of course I did. Who didn't? So the only reason why I figured out that he wasn't part of the Jackson 5 is because I looked at his complexion. So when I finally seen him, I'm like, hold on, man, he got a little weight on him. Nope. And then I seen that glisten in his eyes. I was like, nope, he not part of them whatsoever.
Yeah, see, look. My mom's had all the albums, so I'm legit looking at this album, and I used to draw. So I'm drawing, you know, any and everybody. My man's had the little, he had the jacket. And you know, anybody that had that lean on the cover, they was mean. That, like, the songs is just going to be different. My man has the tassels on his jacket like Captain Crunch. He's got the Captain Crunch tassels. He's got a curl. He sings. His last name is Jackson. You cannot tell me that's not Tito, them brother, cousin, something. Like, there's no way you're going to convince this little 9-year-old boy from the hood. His name Jackson, right? So, look, we gonna go down memory lane with a little bitty game. This is a game. First off, bro, I'm going to give you one clue. Radio World, please feel free in your mind. Say it out loud. Whatever. I'm going to give you a clue. This game is called Can You Name It? So I'm going to give you a clue, and I need you to try to tell me either the person or the scenario. What am I talking about? All right. I'm going to give you three questions. I'll probably give you maybe two clues, definitely one. All right. So the very first one, he is the first unofficial black president.
Hey, come on, man.
Who?
That's Jesse Jackson.
No, no.
No.
Bill Clinton.
Before Bill, you got to think about it. Everybody wanted Jesse Jackson to be their president. See? See?
Okay. But Bill was for the people. He's the first unofficial. You talking about, so.
No,
so,
he official. Okay. He certified.
So if we're going down memory lane.
Okay.
Who was in the office and he's like, hey, yo, pass me the loud, but don't tell nobody I hit it. he in the office having,
hey,
what did Jada call it? Entanglements.
entanglement.
He's up in there having entanglements, and you talking about to a teenager. You trying to tell me my dude is in the office getting it popping?
And he made a mean.
He on Arsenio Hall playing the saxophone, man. Come on, man. Okay, so that's I'm gonna give you half a point. Radio Land, what you say? Half a point. We're gonna give you half a point. Half a point. Next question. I would fight you, but I'm hungry.
What?
I said I would fight you, but I'm hungry. What scenario or situation? I'll give you a second clue. This is dealing with sports. Tyson. Radioland Mike Tyson. Ear-chomping Mike Tyson for the win. Evander Holyfield. I know y'all got to remember where you was the first time. First off, Mike Tyson's fights always just commanded a different energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though he knocking people out ASAP, 30 seconds flat, people wasting their money, could have took the family on vacation. This dude is in the ring biting people's ears. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to go to that. Radio Land. I'm going to let y'all try to answer this. It is 1995. It is March 19th. And the headlines just simply read, he's back. He's back. Who would command something like that, that would stop the world in their tracks other than Jesus? Ain't nobody got this much press when it came down to he's back or he's coming back. Since Jesus, who is this? Give y'all a little time, callers. The answer would be Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Jordan came back 3 retirements deep. Nobody has ever commanded anything like that. That is a beautiful thing. Y'all don't remember that? Y'all don't remember this? Do you remember this? Let's go.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how I dream to be.
The great Michael Jordan had y'all eating Wheaties. So look, today, like I said, we're going to be a little bit different. We're not going to have the same type of flow. We want to take y'all down memory lane when it was cool to be in love, when it was cool to write the little letters in class, circle this, do you like me, yes or no? You telling people pass this along, it's talking about fourth period. 12 p.m., do you like me? You know what the vibe is. We're going to play this. We're going to vibe out. We're going to be back.
Sweetheart, I've been trying so hard to get over you. Just simply can't. Because the love we shared through the years meant so much to me. All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship, so I can hold all my life. Why don't you give me that commitment? Yeah.
to have you here.
All right, y'all, we are back up on the scene. Thank y'all for your patience as we go through these situations. But anywho, so you know my brother tried to throw me a curveball asking me if unofficial black president, because everybody know that it was supposed to be Mr. Jesse Jackson himself.
Nah.
So, bro,
no way.
Nah, man,
no.
Yeah, you try to get
they
me
don't
down.
Even like, listen. Listen, and if Jesse,
God, come on,
I don't know. Listen, I don't want no problems, man, because his peoples could be out there in Radio Land. But listen, they let Dick Gregory tell it. MLK, Jesse Jackson, you know where I'm going. So no, that automatically cut my man's out the deal. Bill Clinton is the unofficial first black president. He's on the Arsenio Hall show. He plays the saxophone. Other than Kenny G, who do you know? Who do you know? You got, listen, the lineup of the greatest, I'm not even going to say that, but you had, you know, you had Kenny G, you had John B,
right.
Robin Thicke,
right.
You had Bill Clinton.
Right.
What? Playing the music, vibing. So no, I'm look, it's cool. You was wrong. They chimed in. They was in the comments. They said still give you a half a point. So you got that. Look, you know what? I'm gonna let you do it. What is your first time like chart? What do you want to get into, man? What is something that just makes you go back and be like, yeah, this is memorable.
So I'm gonna slide back to that Light Mike commercial, man, because if I'm not mistaken, that's right about Space Jam. That was his ascent right there. And, you know, I just remember, man, playing basketball in middle school, and everybody wanted to be Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Not Barkley, not Ewing, like not nobody, no Stockton. Everybody wanted to be Michael Jordan, man. And I just really think the way that he captivated our youth, you know, at that time, that it was amazing. And as a footnote, you know what I'm saying, everybody wants to make the comparison between Mike and LeBron, but LeBron is this era's Michael Jordan. So if you look at our era when it was our Michael Jordan, then before then you had what, Wilt? You had Kareem?
Dr. J right before, you know, you had Dr.
Yeah,
J, who
so,
was that dude. But you know
so
what?
I wasn't on you, man, but I...
You know what I tripped off of, man? So you just talking about everybody that say, you know, that when we grew up, everybody wanted to be like Mike, right? Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it wild that all us bald head just like that dude now?
Man, at this point in time, you fat.
Everybody, look, we couldn't hoop like him, but we bald just like him.
That is,
see?
Man, that is and so
this
hilarious.
This is why I got to be careful what you speak over your life.
Yes, because I
Radio
like,
Land,
I'm, well, I'm like
look,
two mics.
We needed a break. We going to let loose. Not me. I don't know if my family's out there listening. Not me. I don't know, you know, a bishop, pastor, my mama, anybody listening. Not me, but my brother's been, I think, it ain't Kool-Aid. So if we get a little silly, forgive us. We letting our hair down, no pun intended, and we going to have fun. We going to have fun. So you say the Like Mike commercial really hit home with you, right?
Yeah, man, just because, you know, if everybody listened to, you know, the last show, Mental Health, what show before last, you know, if you haven't, you know, good time to archive it after the show. But just seeing that figure, man, like, cause, you know, it was kids running up to him, and, you know, he was on Wheaties, and even though you never wanted to eat Wheaties because they was trash, you want to eat Wheaties because
disagree.
You might eat Wheaties. You know what I'm
disagree.
Saying?
Disagree. I was bashing Wheaties and reading the box faithfully.
Man, I wasn't eating no Wheaties, my guy. I was eating
you didn't like
man.
The brown Frosted Flakes?
Man, no. No, thank you.
I ate them. They was
Look.
They was there. Hey, look. 1999.
Growing up in the house that I grew up in, we should not have brown cereal.
You know what? I feel like I know why, man, but I'm not even going to put it out there.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm not even going to put it out there. I know a lot of households.
Cheerios it is.
Yeah, raisins. You couldn't have raisins. It was too much, you know, like the problem people was trying to solve. And, you know, yeah. 1999, man. Y2K, do you remember that? How it had the whole world shook.
Yeah, I remember I had just got out the military. I had just got out, and everybody was panicking, talking about the computers was going to reset and the grid was going to shut down, and people was building bunkers and all that stuff, man. It was wild.
So, look, I'm going to take you deeper than that. So, by the December part of 1999, I probably have been in church maybe the majority of the year. I'm talking about fasting, praying, tarrying for the Holy Ghost, right? Like I'm trying to get to heaven, right? This is my mission. And so Y2K was different because not only from the technology world, the aspect, like the world was saying everything is going to end. Computers are shutting down. Viruses, like, you know, even streetlights. Ain't nothing working. But then it was heightened because, like, oh, Jesus coming back. We've never seen the turn of a century. You know what I'm saying? Our parents. So this is like he coming back. It's a wrap. Man, I'm in church because, you know, you always got them watch services, right? I'm in church praying to God. Please don't come back tonight. While I'm still in the midst of my sin, man, when I tell you to be worshiping and fearful at the same time as they talking about some 10, 9.
That's no good, man. Come on
now. Joint hit one. I'm talking about I'm looking at the doors and the clouds. If anything cracked, I don't know what I'm going to do. Jump in the pool itself. Look, I'm finna get baptized again. I don't know what I'm about to do. Y2K was just absolutely bananas, and the reality was none of it came to fruition, which is just, you know, it's another way of saying a lot of times the things we fear, man, it's never even going to happen. Never even going to happen. Never.
Indeed.
Man.
So, man, when you mentioned back in the 90s with Jordan, you know, music started to become a big part of our lives, man. And, you know, once you got mid-teenager, you know, you start noticing girls, you know what I'm saying, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I'm about to play this song right here, man, that had the whole world singing. I don't care who you was, where you were,
right,
what you were doing, you
right,
were singing this song. So, all right, y'all.
Radio Man, get ready.
We'll
Let's
be right
go.
Back.
Buckle up.
Come on, y'all.
I'm with that.
Y'all cannot say that was not the jam back then.
Because it was feel good, man. You got to remember, we was, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had the little puppy love. So this is when you didn't mind going to school. And if you didn't want to go to school for nothing else, it was to see, you know, your little skiddly bop. You wanted to go to school. Yeah, you already knew what you was wearing Thursday back on Monday. You like Monday.
Right.
Monday I'm rocking this, Tuesday this, Wednesday that. You already knew. And the only way your outfits got changed up is if Obey wasn't if she wasn't at school. Do you remember when you wore that one outfit that you had that you thought was gonna kill her and she ain't show up to school?
Yeah, it'd be hot.
When you how soon before you wear it again?
Man, hey, it's gotta be within a week. It's gotta be
it
because
3 days. 3 days and
well,
I gotta do
the
variation.
Because clothes after like November, when school closed no more, they was just clothes.
they turned into play clothes.
They turned into play clothes. Exactly.
It was play
man,
clothes.
You had some jeans you wore to school. Man,
yeah.
Come summer, you'll be cutting the legs off of them,
man.
Running around in shorts outside.
Man. But what's funny, man, I knew a cat one time. He tried to tell me that they were so poor growing up that they didn't even have play clothes. They didn't have play clothes, bro.
Oh.
He just had clothes.
Oh, man, I thought you said Legos.
No, they didn't. There was no play clothes. Like, there was no coming home into changing into anything. Nothing.
I can see that. I can see
man.
That. It was
so,
what it was.
1995, 1996. Let's just stick with music, man. And one of the biggest headlining things about music at this particular point in time, Mr. Calvin Broaddus, a.k.a. Snoop Doggy Dogg. So Snoop Dogg is at this point on trial for 1993 conviction of manslaughter. What do you think, like, what was your mindset when you heard, like, because mind you, this is fresh off of his first album, Doggy Style. So I'll tell you what, let me back up just a little bit more. So you have Lawrence Fishburne starring in the movie Deep Cover, takes the world by storm, right? We had New Jack City, like we had Boys in the Hood. Now we've got Deep Cover, showed us a totally different look. The soundtrack, one of the leading songs, is featured this young kid from Long Beach. Boom. Then Dr. Dre does the album The Chronic. He's the main person on there. They pushed him hard. Boom. Then he drops Doggy Style. Takes the world by storm. What's My Name? You know what I'm saying? Nothing but a G thing. Like, it's going crazy. And then there's the manslaughter. And it's 1995. And this star that is taking the music world by storm may never see the light of day. What you remember?
Man, so I remember Get Ready to Graduate because that's right about the time. That was a little bit after OJ, wasn't it? And
yeah, OJ, I was in like 10th grade. So OJ is like, he was like early 95. Yeah.
So now in my mind, here I am, 18, get ready to enter into the world. And I'm like, dang, they done got another one. Because, you know, even back then, racism was a lot more subtle in certain places. You just knew where you couldn't go because your parents had already taught you, hey, you don't go there, you don't go there, and you don't get caught there after dark. So Snoop just seeing someone that kind of resembled me, you know, with the braids and, you know, everybody was wearing, you know, khakis and stuff back then. And just seeing somebody that kind of resembled you that made it and you know, music was heavily a part of your life, you know, heavily in rotation on the radio. Everybody went to street side of Vintage Vinyl, you know, and got the tape or, you know, you was up there in life, you know, got the CD for your Walkman or your Discman. And just seeing this, you know, because OJ was a great, and here you got Snoop, you're like, dang, man,
mm-hmm.
they ain't got another one. Like, what is really going on? So, you know, it actually makes you second guess yourself as a black man coming up in America, you know what I'm saying, to like, okay, so the consensus is that if I try to be great and I get too good at it, they're going to try to bring me down.
Oh, yeah, facts. You got to play, yeah, it's now, definitely a playing ball that happens.
Yeah, so even though, you know, you realize that you're a product of your environment, but see, back then, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have Facebook and all this other stuff, so the only
dang,
narrative
you that
we
y'all didn't
received,
have internet? You that old that y'all
man,
didn't
come
have
on, dude. Man, you know I graduated in the late 1900s. Don't do that. So anyway... So we didn't have all that back then, you know what I'm saying? So the only narrative that you saw was like on the news with MTV raps, you know,
mm-hmm.
or in the basement. You know, that was the only time you really got our side, because the only pictures that you seen was him being betrayed as an inmate, as a criminal. You know, if you go back and look, man, at those pictures, a lot of those pictures, man, just the way that they shot him, portrayed him as guilty. And that was huge, man, you know, when he broke that case, because if you look coming back after him, you had Pop, you know, kind of the same thing. And not defending or condoning their innocence in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
I'm just simply saying as a young black man that, you know, a lot of your dreams, you know, was kind of tied up in the dream of others. So, you know, so me, I'm coming out of high school, headed to the military. So you were 10th grade. You know, what was your thought process on it?
Oh, man. I think it was the first time, like, so there was a lot of things that really, like, took place around that whole time that I had never seen before. So, you know, I'm on the West Coast. I had moved from Indianapolis, where I was born and raised, and I'm now on the West Coast with my dad. And so there was a few things that had like led up right before that. So you're talking about for the first time in 1992 when the LA riots, you know what I mean? And so you got Rodney King, and we're seeing the things on TV for the first time, actual brutality. We heard about it. You know, I seen it in Boys in the Hood when he get pulled over, you know, they made fun of it. And, Don't Be a Menace, but this is the first time
right.
like I'm actually seeing it. Okay, boom. So then, you know, you had that was with Rodney King. Then, of course, you had the blowout after the verdict, and they snatched Reginald Denny out the truck.
Out the truck.
L.A.
Yep.
riot. And so this is then a year later, boom, the incident where, you know, Snoop's bodyguard shoots an opposing gang member, allegedly, and thus the case comes about. Boom. So I guess my mindset was just like, man, like all of this seems to like be tied in together. And I was just like, how do we get here? Like, and I don't understand. I'm so young and I'm so playful in Living Colors making fun of it. Jim Carrey is fun of Reginald Denny, which, you know, in today's time, they show this wouldn't fly. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they making fun of it, so is it a funny situation?
Yeah, it's an outlaw,
yeah, but here we are, and this dude is, you know, sitting in the court, and his life is up for grabs. Everything. So I think I was just more so. This is the first time, like, my pops, man, really used to impress upon me, because at this time, man, I'm like 6'1", 6'2". No, I'm sorry, this is 95. So I'm about 6'3", 220 pounds. I look grown. My OG has always been a cop. He like, yo, you gotta cut them sideburns, man. Like they gonna think you grown. I don't have a clue what he's talking about. But this is like the first time like all of this is starting to, you know, kind of make sense and come together. So for me, man, it was like
right.
a realization that you gotta really watch how you move, because a 5-second decision, man, can like cost you something crucial. So it was like a little reality slap. And I'm digging this dude's music. This is an icon. You know what I mean? Like, we had just lost Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Easy has just died. And now here's another. And I think before then, like in the hip hop world, we hadn't experienced anything because the Biggie Pac stuff hadn't popped yet. You know what I mean? So ain't no East and West Coast beef. All the beef we knew was just lyrical. You know, you had the KRS-One and the MC Shan. You know what I'm saying? That whole Juice Crew, the bridge is over. Like you had that. You had the LL Cool J's and the Kumo D's. Speaking of LL, ever in your life known a scenario where somebody is on your song and you choose to murder them on the own song? Like, how do you start a beef with somebody on your own track? Shout out to Cannabis's short-lived career, because this dude was supposed to be the truth. 4-3-2-1, yeah, he gets murdered. All because if I just don't know how to keep my mouth closed, had a face. This goes to Cannabis.
Yeah.
This goes to Cannabis. Shout out to Cannabis. If I just don't know how to keep my mouth closed as a person, and the fastest way to kill your career. So, bro, I'm feeling like, man, I want to get my Diddy bop on, man. Throw some music on, man, real quick. Let me vibe out. We're going
to
be back.
Well, you know what? This is what we need to do. It's 8:38. We're going to knock these birthdays on out the way real quick, bet.
Do it.
All right. Here we go. Y'all, we got birthday shouts in the house. So coming up very, 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 very soon is my co-host and my brother's birthday on May the 13th. So brother, happy birthday to you, man. I love you. But wait, there's more. Following my brother's birthday at the reverse date, May 31st, guess what time it is? It's my birthday, y'all, and you know it's always going down. So, bro, on your Facebook page, anything as you skimming over, did you see any more birthdays out there? Maybe not. All righty. So, look, y'all, as we continue to push on with Life Be Life, and man, we just really want to thank y'all for your time and your ears tonight, man. Just, you know, letting us hang out with y'all for a little bit.
You're not going to do that without shouting out. You missed some people.
Well, shoot, I said send invites and did nobody, well, you know, announcements, did nobody send them any. So, all right, y'all, we're going to hold the offering. We got more announcements. Come on up, Deacon.
I don't think maybe your inbox just went popping. But shout outs, birthday shout outs. 5-2, Antoine Carpenter, Road Dog since Playground. Happy birthday. You have Mr. Jeff Lewis, May 12th. Stepdad, shout out. Love you. Day one. May 13th. Come on, man. Yo, y'all don't know who birthday May 13th? If you don't know, I tell you what, if y'all don't know who birthday May 13th, keep your eyes on Facebook and see how it goes down. D to the J, we turn it all the way up. 531, my co-host, my brother, the other half, T to the D. See if we don't turn up. So now with that being said.
Yeah, man. This turned up twice in a month, man.
We finna run a ball all in. It's going down.
So again, y'all, we know that we always have some hard-hitting, heavy subjects going on. And, you know, every now and then, we just will sit back, you know, give y'all a chance to breathe, play some music for your ears, man. And we got more songs to go. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to hold y'all all night, but we're going to get this in. So we just did the birthdays, bro. So,
yep.
this is what we go do. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. Anybody know who that is?
Yeah, if they like
okay,
the girl.
Okay, what about before they
like.
Became? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this song right here, man, I really think, you know, really pushed them to where they was going. Because they had a couple of hits before here, man, but check this out right here, y'all.
At me, tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do me? Kiss me, pretty baby, touch me all over. Girl, what makes you think you can do with me?
Man, as I was picking up music to play, it was between this, Poison, or I thought it was me. But I like Doobie, man, just because, I don't know, it was different.
It was different
from anything.
Because you was nasty. We already heard the story.
What are we talking about?
No, because we heard the story weeks ago. Girls been checking for you at this time. Now they starting to, you know what I'm saying, what Mike Jones said. Back then they ain't want you, now they hot. Yeah, we understand that. So you like this song because this is when you started getting your hands on some clothes, you going to school with your hair cut, and they checking for you. Now you the one that's getting the notes in third and fourth period. That's why you like this song. Keep it real.
Man,
keep it real.
You ain't no good. You know that
you already married, man. You ain't got to lie. That's true.
No.
It's gonna set you free.
None of
you like the song because
you ain't no good.
Bison. Bottom line,
like that. Anywho,
hey,
before I was so rudely interrupted,
how did you feel when my man's won that slam dunk contest during Black History Month?
Oh man, that was the best thing ever.
Was that culturally
was
groundbreaking?
I think it was, man, just because. You know, the NBA and the NFL alike, they had always been around, but they were not getting the publicity and the TV. Because, you know, like an NBA game, you would catch maybe like Lakers and Celtics until, you know, like the 90s. Then, you know, you would catch the Bulls and whoever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, man, you know, once mid-2000s, that, you know, NBA had their own TV network. And they really started pushing the NBA. And I think some of it was because of that. Someone, and if I keep it a buck, even though, yes, it was great for us, but someone found something else that they could capitalize off of.
Yeah, facts. Facts. It was just really dope. It was kind of dope on the sense that, like, I mean, this is the first, like, non-cultured athlete. I don't really know how to word it so where we can – you know, not get our inboxes blew down. But this is the first non-cultural or ethnic person to participate in the slam dunk and be that good. First off, John Berry wasn't good. I think the fact that it was a different face is why my man's won. But this dude, I don't remember his name. It was a different name. But my man's is actually like. Other than this little whack pump fake, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't really pull off, thought he was Dominique. But other than that, like, it was really clean. You know what I'm saying? He hit Dominique's pump, but he didn't do it. It was like a it was more like Young Dro's shoulder lean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like
oh my
it
God.
Was he could have been more with the franchise boys is all I'm saying, and in the slam dunk contest. But still in all, I think it was really great for the NBA. I think hopefully it kind of opened doors up to where it's like, you know, Woody Harrelson, it's been broken, you know, him in the movie with Wesley. You know what I'm talking about.
Now that you said it, yeah.
But clearly my man said, you lying, we can, and I'm finna get at you. You know what I'm saying? And so I ain't have time to really Google, because I think if we look, you know what I'm saying, back into it, I think, like, you know, his mother was from Detroit. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So as we go in our memory lane, since we're in the teenage years right now, man, what was, like, your go-to spot, you know, in what city? What was, like, that one spot that, you know, every neighborhood had a store or a little restaurant or a little Chinaman or something that the kids would just kind of hover around. Everybody would meet there, go in on a box of rice or something. You know what I'm saying? So where was your spot?
Man, I was so into, like, hooping and things I ain't had no business doing. Like, in all honesty, man, like, I really wasn't on that time, man. I you know, St. Louis is known for they fry rice. Like, there's literally nowhere in the world that you're going to get a box of rice that looks like this. And if you've ever had it here and you go anywhere else, you will be ready to call the BBB on that business. Like, it's really a shame. And I don't even eat it, but I don't do it like that, but it's really different. So I didn't grow up eating Chinaman, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that. A lot of the traditional things, skating, like, we was just strictly hooping. So sun up to sun down, just hooping. So really for me, man, like, my iconic places to be was just at the park, Belmont Park. Again, shout out to Indianapolis 317. We at Belmont Park. You know, you had John's Fish Market that was around the corner from there, if anybody remembers, right there on, what was that, 10th and Pershing. So you in there waiting for your fish sandwich to get fried up fresh, and you get that hot pickle. They had the arcade game, so you in there playing Shinobi while you waiting. You know, things like that, man. That was it for me. Like, I know y'all did something different here in the Lou. Like, where were you at when you trying to, you know what I'm saying, just be a kid?
Man, it was two places. So when I was young, right there on the corner of Del Mar and Hodemite, there was a little store called Buy Right. And, you know, that was back when Mama had a tab. She had seen me up there with a note, you know what I'm saying, loaf of bread, gallon of milk, stick of butter, and he'll charge it to the game. And when she got, you know, her money, she'd slide back up there, you know, get them paid. And see, what would happen was I would get in trouble. So, you know, because, you know, my funds weren't like that yet, I would take the list, take it up there, get what I wanted to get, and my dumb self would rewrite the list. So when she go to pay it, it would be like $5-$10 off.
Yeah.
She'd be like, wait a minute, am I tripping? Until
right,
one day the dude told her, with your son would come up here, you know, and you, so, of course, you know, I got my butt switched up when she got back to the crib.
Yeah.
And when I got a little bit older, Del Mar and Hamilton, there were two stores right there. You had Pete's, and then you had the country store. So Pete's had the penny candy. So, you know, we stayed up in Pete's, man, take it to school, you know, slaying a little bit of penny candy. And then the country store, once I got a little bit older, that's where you would get your tall cans from. So, you know, you're right up in there. You see the guys on the corner, you know what I'm saying, until they start shooting the joint up. But, man, that just brings back memories. And as I know we turning the dial a little bit, man, I want to hit the phone line to get memories from other people. How about that for you?
Facts. And I'm going to say this before you do it. Two words. Grandpa Pigeons.
Oh, man, see, there you go, Woolworth.
Facts. J.C. Penney's.
All right, so check it out. Caller, you in the Lou. Your last four is 6869. You are now live on Life Be Life and Podcast. What's a good memory that you had growing up?
Lord have mercy, y'all bringing up some memories for real with them stores. For me, it was Venture. It was all about going to Venture. You go in there, you get popcorn and your icy.
Man.
And you keep it moving. But no, No, yeah, that's all I could. But when you talk about grandpas, though, you know, that's where I remember getting my first little chain from. I thought I was stunting back then. You know?
But hold up, when you talk about ventures, what about the video games they had at the front, though?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Arcade. They had that WWF wrestling with Big Boss Man.
Oh, yeah. The arcade one.
Yes, sir.
Y'all going way back on that.
Yes, sir. When life was good.
Yeah, indeed.
When the chain on your bike would pop was the worst thing you had going. And
right,
that pedal
right.
would pop and hit you in the back of your ankle.
Oh, goodness. And then y'all talking about the little the stores, you know, the little neighborhood joints. I grew up in a few different places, but back way back in the day, y'all remember y'all know Berkeley off of Frost.
Yep.
We used to have a little penny candy spot over there, boy. I would sit up there and go in my parents' room and take a little bit of change out that, you know, the little change drawer you had, pull up in there and just rack stuff. You think about 75 cents, boy, you was balling back then.
Man.
You needed a bag.
Right, I just told somebody that the other day, $2, man, you getting two bags of chips, candy, and coming home with about 70 cents.
Is it bad that I still call that size of chip the 25 cent bag of chips, even though they like $1.09?
Hey, that's all they put in there.
Well, Carla, man, we definitely appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to catch the archives, and we're going to move on. We appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Appreciate that.
All righty. I know she busy tonight. She just listening. And I think that's so. All right, we got another caller from the Lou. Your last four is 0552. Good evening. You're live on Life Be Like Life. And how you doing?
What's up, bro? This Kevin.
What's up with it?
Kevin. What up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Well, Carla, checking up on y'all. You know, y'all definitely brought my memory. Like I said, my favorite place to go was my grandma always used to be National, if y'all remember National.
Yes, sir. It was right next to Grandpa Pigeon.
Yeah.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in trouble with National, too. My short story. I stole from that one time. Me and my cousin DeAndre stole from that one time. And the cop that caught us stole from there was dating my mom. Mm. Yeah, he was dating my mom.
Man,
and he told us. Boy, we got whooping so bad. That was the worst one I ever had in my entire life.
Man, hold on. You ain't getting off that quick. What did you steal?
I sold two Kit Kats and a Snicker. It was two Kit Kats and a Snicker, and my cousin DeAndre, he sold some Doritos and some M&Ms. Yeah.
Did y'all get to eat them before y'all got a whooping?
Huh?
Did you get to eat them before you got a whooping, or did you get caught, whooped, and
we got caught when you put them in our pockets. We got caught. He put his hand on my shoulder, and I turned around, and I turned around and said, oh, damn, that's the guy that gave my mama. That's all I knew.
Deep cover.
I didn't know he was a security guard. I never knew he was a security guard. I never knew it.
There it is. So y'all make sure, if y'all listening, if y'all mama and daddy dating somebody, man, ask what they do. You heard it live. Find out what they do, where they be at.
Yes, sir. You heard it here first.
There it is.
Well, Kev, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for tuning in. We here every Wednesday night at 8.
Yes, sir.
No problem, bro.
If you ain't tapped in, like the page, Life Be Life. Like us, share us, tell the world, man. We here.
All right, y'all. So, man. I enjoyed just kind of taking the night off, man. I don't know about you. People got to just see another side, a lighter side. For my callers who I didn't call on, I know who you are, and I know you may have other things going on at the moment. So we just really, really, really appreciate you for calling in, giving us your time, giving us your ear, giving us your heart, man. So one of the things that you said earlier when the other caller, and that was Lindsay, by the way, as well as one of the guys I work with at my department. That bike, man, you don't see kids, like, doing anything outside no more. You barely see them hooping. You don't see the girls jumping rope. You don't see bikes, man. Like, we had a whole bike crew. It'd be at least five of us, man, just riding our bikes all around St. Louis. And you don't see that anymore, man. And
that's right.
From what I see, dealing even with my son, a lot of kids, man, they're growing up way too fast, like their minds. These 14, 15-year-olds right now, they are way more advanced and know way more than I did when I was 14, 15.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's bad because so many trials, so many things are being put in front of them and in their mind that they just can't be a kid anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's crazy you said that, because actually, you know, we're going to dig into that in the next upcoming weeks. When we get back on the real hot topic, the pressing buttons, like that's exactly where we're going to be going, because kids don't be kidding anymore. Everything is way too serious. We know why, you know. But we got to just get back to having fun. Even as adults, man, have fun. You know, think about the things that made us laugh. I was tripping, man, a little earlier. So the very first Friday, and Craig's girlfriend, I don't remember, you know, her name or whatever, but she called Craig going off, talking about my cousin, baby daddy, whoever said they seen you in the movies with some chick, tell me who she was. Remember this?
Right.
How many times did you have to watch Friday before you realized she had a whole dude in the bed with her while she calling Craig going off?
Yeah,
I know
it
took me like 3-4 times of watching Friday. Every time I watched it, I noticed something different. And then I'm looking one time, I'm like, hold up, them ain't covers. That's the whole dude. My man sitting there with Chucks and a Dickie outfit on, sleep in the fetal position while she called tripping, talking about in the movie, and she got a dude in the crib. Hilarious, man. But that's the good things, man, that you kind of remember, laugh about, replay. We quoting lines for movies every single day. All of our conversations got something to do with something funny we heard, seen. And it's just that memory, man. And I'm fortunate, you know what I'm saying, to be able to laugh about things. Because as crazy as it is, people just don't laugh no more, man. Like, life just be beating people down. And it get rough. But even through, man, just laugh. Like, find something humorous to laugh about, even if it's your own situation, laugh. You know, one of the most embarrassing times I ever had, bro, right? Finna put myself on blast. I'm about 12, 13 years old. Dope little box. You remember the little stair step joint where you had the two parts in the front and it kind of went up like Lego box, right?
Right.
It wasn't the Gumby because Bobby Brown had the joint to go to the side. This was the ramp that, you know, went from low from the back to real tall in the front. So I'm in Indianapolis, got my little Huffy joint. You know what I'm saying? I ride my bike. I turn this corner, and as I'm passing the block, it's like 3 to 4, you know, little girls that's my age. And I'm like, you know, instantly into macadamia mode, right? Got BBD.
Did you
knew
it?
Culture, huh?
I think because you were nut.
BBD is a cultural icon, right? To the point that every dude really was imitating, like, their style. You know what I'm saying? So I had this black and white checkered. It was the short coverall outfit. Remember the little bibs? You know what I'm saying? And they were rocking with one strap off, right? So I got one strap off the shoulder, my little short set, you know, my little Nike flights. I'm thinking I'm too cool for school. And so I'm cruising at a slow speed on this Huffy. This is the first time in life that I realized that if you go too slow on the bike, corner to go around, that wheel will jackknife and you're going down for the count. When I tell you in front of these girls, my boy, I went from being about to go into Mac mode to someone please dial 911. I am on this asphalt. I'm talking about Trina style, face down, up. You hear me? I'm on the ground. I'm talking about Mary J. Blige. I'm going down because you ain't around. I'm going down.
Mm-mm.
I remember, bro, Shorty laughing. They just kept walking. I get embarrassed dumb quick. Most embarrassing moment. And it's funny to laugh at, man. Laugh.
Oh, yeah. My whole thing is you're not going to laugh at me. You're going to laugh with me.
I don't even want you laughing. If I messed up, don't even laugh with, like, you better act like you ain't see it.
You
better act like you
don't
get out of
it. I ain't worried about it.
I'm joning. You know me. You know. I get embarrassed dumb quick and I'm out of there. You ever seen somebody try to pump gas and they don't remember which side the gas tank is on, and no matter which way they park?
Oh, man.
Man, my wife would tell y'all, I really can't say what was taking place that night, but me and this gas pump wasn't vibing, man, and it was so many people, like it was mad people at this lot. And just to say the embarrassment, man, because you know I get embarrassed mad quick, I just burnt out. I went to a whole different gas station, man. I'm like, I'm talking about 1 mile before it's on E, and I'm just like, nah, we can't. Because I done backed up and turned around. I done went on the other side, still wrong. Backed up, came back, still wrong. She looking at me
he
like,
was a whole
dude.
Fool.
Man, she looking like, dude, what do you, hey, we got to go to QT. This ain't it. But I want Thanksgiving. Can't do it.
Right, exactly.
We out.
So y'all out there, life be life in land, man. We once again appreciate y'all. We're going to take about a 5-minute stroll by memory lane as we let y'all go for the night. I got about 3 songs I'm going to play a couple of snippets for, and then our end song. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. What's our next episode, bro?
We going to hit them because we, you know what? It's still in the raffle. There's so much that's coming up. I'm going to just say this. Tune in next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, Life Be Life and Podcast. You can jump on Blog Talk Radio and find us. Please go to Facebook, find the page, like it, share it, follow. It's going to be something that you do not want to miss. I'm not going to leak too much. Look for the promo video. You know we come with them every week. It will go down. We're going to get back on track. The laughs and jokes, we needed the breather. It's good. We got a woosah. Everybody hit the reset. First of the month, we got the birthdays out the way. We got birthdays that's going to come up. We're going to turn up. We're getting back to it.
Yes, y'all. So understand that life go always life, and we're going to be here to talk about it. So check out these last 3 little songs before we get up out of here, man. And we love y'all. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Catch y'all next week.
And you know that.
Sweetheart, I've been trying so hard to get over you. Just simply can't. Cause the love we shared through the years meant so much to me. All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship. Someone I can hold all my life. Why don't you give me that commitment?
nobody. Does it better? Can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better.
That's a whole vibe. Hey, listen, before we get up out of here, we're going to go into the DJ mode. Listen, fellas, this is a challenge for y'all, and I want all y'all to go to the comments when it's said and done and report back. I challenge all y'all fellas, whether you married, engaged, in love, call your baby mama, call your side piece, call, sing this guy, Let's Chill to her. I dare y'all, go whatever room you in, call on the phone, call her from work, and I want you to pull that Aaron Hall on. Fellas, are y'all ready to go to work? I want, listen, All fellas, serious relationship. This is what y'all finna get y'all. Y'all ready? These words, like, kick this to your lady. And I want y'all to jump back in the comment. Tap into tonight's podcast. All you gotta do is say, Tony D, DJ, thumbs up. Thumbs up. We ain't got nothing to do with folks. We sleepy tomorrow. We ain't got nothing. We got nothing to do with it. So let's serenade our women and let's set it up. Challenge. Let's go. Bro, take us to the bridge, man. People have been so turned. The challenge is an issue. They're going to come back next week. They're going to tune into the podcast. They're going to tell their people. They're going to report and tell everybody what it is. We love y'all. God bless.